Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Come around here no more. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Good morning. It's Mike Piquet here. It is Wednesday. It is the 15th of January. Ready to get up, ready to get at it. The warm-up begins today. Yes, we have turned a corner from those really cold temperatures, at least for the next few days anyway. We're going to be probably in the mid-20s today, and then we're into the 30s for tomorrow and Friday. You're going to get some melting out there. We'll talk more about specifics with the forecast and a lot more as the morning unfolds here on 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
If you'd like making love about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half your life just
time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, here's a great story to get things started off. There's a guy named Spencer. He has a on social media page, SB Mowing, and he does videos of him going around, him and his team, and doing yard work and for people that are, you know, less fortunate or need help and things like that. And he puts them on social media, gets lots of views. Well, he did one for an elderly woman named Beth who had faced a $240 city fine because her yard was so messy and she just didn't have the money for that fine or to get it done. Him and his team went to work. They cleaned it all up. His video had almost 100 million views. Yeah, incredible. And as a matter of fact, not only that, but almost $400,000 poured in through that video for Spencer for Beth. And he not only took care of her yard, he put in a ramp, installed a chairlift, and did all kinds of other things to make her home more accessible and more comfortable for, plus put some money in the bank for Beth. She tearfully explained to Spencer, "Your work makes me twinkle." How sweet is that? Spencer and all the people he inspired to help, Beth's home is now safer and a happier place, and he said this will make him even more determined to do more homes and to help more people. How about that?
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Yeah, we heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Mode. Hey, if you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone, good for you. If you don't yet, get over to your app store, download the free Civic Media app, and then make sure you're listening to Laura McKenna over the noon hour for your chance to be a winner. She'll give you a keyword that you can text in through that Civic Media app, and you could be off to Hot Pot Restaurant on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. She does it every day over the noon hour. It's your chance. Just listen, win. The most music for your workday with Laura and an opportunity to be a winner. All right? Make sure you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone if you don't have it yet. Here's Crowded House now, 105.7 CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Around this town with your head on up in the sky, and I do love.
CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. All right, coming up in about 6 minutes, a guy gets stopped by custom agents for attempting to smuggle something onto an airplane. Drugs? No. But he was arrested for it. Wait till you hear what it was. I'll tell you in a few minutes. Right now, John Mellencamp, 105.7 CFW.
Come.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
CFW Mike along with you as we move through this Wednesday morning together. Thanks for letting me spend a little time with you. I appreciate that as we get up and at it. It is going to warm up, well, compared to what it's been. Forecast details are on the way, and it's the beginning of a few warm days, or warmer days, I guess you could say. All right, check this story out. A Canadian guy is arrested in India after he tries to smuggle something on board a plane back home to Canada. Custom agents spotted what appeared to be, well, a skull with sharp teeth resembling the jaw of a baby crocodile. The Department of Forests and Wildlife confirmed that the skull was indeed from a protected species of crocodile. The man was arrested for violating India's Wildlife Protection Act. The skull was confiscated. It's unclear where he obtained the skull and what he intended to do with it once he got back to Canada. He is still being detained. No word on what the penalty is for trying to smuggle a crocodile skull onto a plane out of India. Sounds pretty serious to me. See, this is why when you go into other countries, you need to know the laws. You can't say, well, if I would have only known I couldn't pack that crocodile skull into my suitcase, I wouldn't have done it, Your Honor.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Looking to rent out your farmland? Why not rent your land to Peck Farms for a year? You'll see why landowners enjoy partnering with Peck's year after year to improve soil health, fertility, and sustainability. To learn more, call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772 or email markpeck302@gmail.com. Partner with Peck Farms, because great farming starts with great partnerships.
Looking for a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional hot pot, freshly made sushi, and a dinner buffet featuring crab legs and oysters. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience. Located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road. Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, where fresh flavor meets endless possibilities.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order creating and funding the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention. In the announcement on Tuesday, Governor Evers directed $10 million to the new office to begin working on prevention efforts for violence and gun violence issues. He's also announced his budget proposal will include comprehensive gun safety reforms and seek funding to make the new office a permanent fixture. The order comes in response to the deadly school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health has released new data showing a majority of teens in the state have been affected by mental health issues. According to their data, the number of kids and teens that have experienced depression has risen by 42% over the last decade, particularly in girls and teens who identify as LGBTQ. Officials also say that while the number of mental health professionals in schools has increased in recent years, the total number is still below recommended levels, especially in more rural areas. A Superior man accused of leading a Wisconsin state trooper on a high-speed chase that reached speeds of nearly 140 miles per hour in Chippewa County has been charged. According to court documents, 20-year-old Matthew Plesko was charged with fleeing an officer, underage drinking, and speeding on an expressway in excess of 35 miles per hour. Plesko was allegedly seen by a state trooper driving 113 miles per hour on Highway 29 on December 14th and continued for 19 miles after the trooper attempted to pull him over. One of the two suspects, charged in relation to a string of burglaries near the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, Raquel Kruger of Altoona entered a guilty plea to charges in 14 theft, burglary, and drug cases. She was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Kruger was arrested in relation to 9 burglaries in the Randall Park neighborhood last summer. The other suspect, Dominic Abrams of Eau Claire, will appear in court in a couple of weeks. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A little sunshine this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with a little light snow, maybe even a little freezing drizzle in a few spots. Our high in the mid-20s today. Tonight, breezy, mostly cloudy, 20 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high right around 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
CFW.
Thank you.
Trash Queen 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you, up at it, getting you on your way on this Wednesday morning. It is the 15th of January. You know, we're almost halfway through the month of January already? Wow. This 2025 is, it's pedal to the metal now, isn't it? Here's Puddle of Mud now in Blurry, 105.7 CFW. Morning.
Everything's so blurry.
And more.
Oh, 105.7
CFW.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss all together wrong.
no intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other.